95.3 Gorilla.
I told my dad I was cold, and he told me to go stand in the corner because it's always 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah?
I told my dad I was hungry, and he said, "Nice to meet you, hungry. I'm dad."
Do these scenarios sound familiar?
Have you been exposed to a father figure with bad jokes, khaki shorts, and the near-exclusive use of the thumbs-up emoji as a universal reply to all text messages? If so, he may be entitled to compensation.
Wait, what?
He's entitled to compensation? What about us?
Not just compensation, a ton of cash.
Money, I can't believe it.
Nominate any dad in your life
for a $500 Father's Day cash prize
from 95.3 Gorilla.
Are you serious?
Get ready to text us and tell us why your dad,
son,
grandfather,
uncle, brother, or any other dad in your life deserves to win $500 this Father's Day.
All right, yeah!
It's the Dad Awards, only on 95.3 Gorilla.
Get ready, the Dad Awards are coming back to Gorilla starting Monday morning, June 15th, only on 95.3.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
Catch up.
You folks ready for a show?
Yeah, just started.
This is the first time I've ever liked this show.
First time for everything.
First time for everything.
It's so funny.
The show is so funny.
There's a first time for everything, son.
It's not the first time.
It is way too early for this, guys.
For what?
For what?
Trying to be funny.
Don't try to be funny.
Can't help it.
Can't help it.
It's showtime.
So much going on here at Gorilla. Welcome into Wednesday. We're getting ready for the Dad Awards. They officially kick off Monday morning right here on 95.3. We did the Mom Noms last month, and now the Dad Awards are coming up. That's your shot to get your dad paid some big money right here on 95.3 Gorilla. We'll have more information on that super soon. Keep listening for your shot at more cash money. The Do Portugal Circus is coming. Long Beach and Biloxi, we have tickets for each stop. The circus is coming to town. This is a wonderful, wonderful show, too. Listen to the morning show this week to win your way into the circus. That's going to be a ton of fun. Oh, and by the way, just want to clue you into this one. We have more tickets for big events all summer long. It's Hot Gorilla Summer 2026, and we are just getting started. If you don't have the Gorilla app, you're definitely going to want to grab that thing so you can connect us to CarPlay and stream us wherever you go. Never miss a single contest because we have some big stuff on the way for you. It's 95.3 Gorilla.
95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
We're talking about fashion faux pas, specifically things you would never be caught dead wearing outside of the house. Specifically, because I just saw this new national survey. This was amazing. 98% of Americans, that's like virtually all of us, almost 100% of us say there are certain things we would never, ever, ever wear in public that we would never want to be seen in. What's that for you? Voicemail on the hotline from Katie. She said leggings are a hard no.
Leggings as pants.
Leggings as pants. I mean, I guess it depends on the situation and who you ask. I can think of a couple of degenerates that I know that are just perfectly okay with that. It's not who you think either. What about you? What's something you wouldn't be caught dead wearing out of the house? Brian, dude, you're on the air. Go for it.
I do not understand, like, the ear gauges people put in their ears. Like, I understand body jewelry, you know, earrings and all that, but...
Yeah, sure. You just, like, you don't like the big stuff, huh?
When you gauge your ear, however many inches wide, 8 inches, like, you know what I'm talking about? The diameter of their ear?
Yeah, absolutely. I know just what you're talking about. Like, I know that there are some, like, indigenous cultures that do that kind of stuff, but, I don't know. I don't know. I certainly wouldn't. That choice is not a choice that I would make. Let's put it that way. But yes, I would agree with you in general. Piercings kind of creep me out, like, just in general. Like, not big into the needles myself. What about you? What's something that you would never, ever, ever be caught dead wearing outside the house, other than Crocs? I think we can all agree on that one, right?
Thing I don't get when I see it, pajamas is everyday attire and slippers.
Okay, I have a confession I need to make. I have been known to accidentally, mind you, wear slippers out of the house because I forget to swap them for my shoes at the door. And I am always so embarrassed. The way that I know that I agree with you is when I get to the store, I'm like, oh God. Oh no, I've got like my slipper moccasin things on. I'm like, oh no. Oh no. That's that like wave of that like visceral reaction of I'm a slob. Like that hits me every time, you know?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
At what point does it get embarrassing for Tom Brady? I'm seriously asking this question now, okay? Like, you know, he fanatically followed that diet his entire career, and then he immediately became like the Pizza Hut spokesman, right? Now he's in like some AI crypto stuff too, and now he's rolling out a new coconut water. Listen to what this is called. This is crazy.
Are you launching another celebrity seltzer brand?
No, I'm launching a brand new coconut water. It's actually really good.
Oh, what's it called?
He's too embarrassed to say it. The new coconut water is called Good Nut. Okay. Thanks, Tom. Yep. Sells for $3.29 a can, by the way. Ka-ching! He's cashing in. Charles Barkley going viral, making a crude comment about Cardi B during the NBA Finals. The camera was showing Cardi B, the rapper, performing up on stage, and this is what Charles Barkley had to say.
We've been competing with Cardi B here. We lost. Hey, I don't know if those B's, that might be Cardi D's.
Another legendary quote from Charles Barkley. I don't know if those B's, they might be Cardi D's. And if you've never seen Cardi B before, you might want to look up a picture of Cardi B. That's all I have to say about that. J-Lo revealing the real reason why she missed MTV VMAs with Madonna and Britney way back in the day.
Brent P. emailed, is it true you were supposed to perform at the 2003 VMAs with Madonna and Britney Spears?
Yes.
You were supposed to be in that?
Yes.
What happened?
I was working on a movie, Shall We Dance, at the same time.
Yeah.
And they just wouldn't let me out of the movie. But we rehearsed and everything. I went to Madonna's house. It was me, her, and Britney. And she was like playing her guitar and we were singing. And
was the kiss the rehearsal?
No.
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 Wow.
No, but she said that that's what she wanted to do.
Oh, that was the famous Kiss show. I remember that one.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Couple of big celebrity birthdays today. Lee Bryce is 47, the country singer. Bill Burr, one of my favorite comedians, he's 59 today.
It's one of the sad things about life. You get old and it passes you by. I feel it passing me by. I got to figure out what these kids are into, man. I was 24 when a senior was born. I got to figure out what these dudes are into. So I guess they were into like this like DJ music or something. So I'm like, all right. I'll watch some of this. Dude, I lasted 90 seconds. 90 seconds. I was open-minded. All right, put it on. 90 seconds later, I'm like this old man. Ah, this isn't music.
Happy birthday to Bill Burr. He's 59 today. On this day back in 2007, this was what, 19 years ago? One of the greatest finales, in my opinion, of any TV show, in my opinion, aired on HBO with that famous cut to black. If you haven't guessed yet, of course, it's The Sopranos. Man, hard to believe all the good stuff that we love is now getting older with us. On this date back in 1989, Tales from the Crypt premiered on HBO. Oh man, now I want to rewatch all these. I miss Tales from the Crypt. Oh, what a great show. And finally today, June 10th is National Iced Tea Day. And there are multiple different kinds of iced tea, right?
Is that a Long Island iced tea?
Oh, this? I think it is. You're a pretty girl.
All right, there you go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Wednesday. It's June 10th.